Hi, this is Tiffany DeLoss, and I'm at Soma San Diego with Mailing and the Sons of Disaster.
I'm Dallas, and I do vocals with Mailing.
I'm Brad, and I play bass.
Chad, I play guitar.
I'm Jake, I play guitar.
Dallas, why did you name your band after Ma Barker and her sons?
I guess when we were starting with wanting to start a new band up, we wanted to, I guess, go back to our roots with a lot of, like, I don't know, country music or whatever. Well, she got gunned down in my hometown in Florida. So as a kid, going and watching reenactments and eating cotton candy and watching her get shot up, I guess, was like this weird story of my childhood that reminded us. So when we were starting, we were just thinking of our childhood. So we just kind of based it around that because it was just a really weird story of just how every one of her sons were gunned down at different points in their life. They were all shot, actually, and her. And she thought she was, I guess, like doing the work of God, kind of, which is a really strange thing, knowing that they all get gunned down.
Mm-hmm. If a girl gets into her date's truck and his iPod has one of your albums playing, what should she expect the night to be like?
I don't know. Hopefully good night. Yeah, hopefully good.
A party.
Hopefully he'll have some manners and not be ignorant.
Yeah. Have some good southern manners and behave themselves well and behave like a gentleman.
I wouldn't really categorize your songs Step Up and Listen Close as metal. Was the change of sound a conscious choice, or did the addition of Jake and Brad bring something new to the band?
It was like, I think it's just a natural progression. It was kind of a conscious choice. So I think we just, we first started, we were heavier, as most bands, I guess. And then I guess the older you get, you kind of realize that you can only play to a certain market if you play so heavy. And so I think we're just trying to gain fans from adults to the younger generation. But we're, you know, realizing more that it's trying to focus in on, you know, maybe not a more mature audience, but people that all kinds of people that can get into it, you know. And if we're just playing straight heavy, a lot of times we limit ourselves on who will be interested in our band. I didn't know what I was looking for, but I found it when I took your hand. The Cheshire smile still cuts me down to the bone. Preacher says it's for rich or poor. Are you done recording your next album, or are you in the process? Just finished like a month ago.
So what can your fans expect?
Way different.
Yeah?
It's a very different record. It's in a good way. We went the new producer, Brian Virtue, who's done a lot of bands that we're really into, like Chevelle and 30 Seconds to Mars and Audioslave and Deftones. So it's just a more, I think, grown-up record. It's not as heavy, I think, as our old ones. Musically it is, but vocally it's not near as heavy as our old records.
It's more of a, like, grown-up sounding record, I guess. It's not the record that if you're going to go let out your teenage angst to and punch the guy standing next to you in the mosh pit. We're moving away from that. It's more, you know, mature, I guess.
Yeah, and then you can play the old songs, and every once in a while someone can still do that.
Yeah.
When's that going to be released?
Good question. Yeah. That's a very good question. We're still waiting to hear the final mixes on it, so once we hear those, it'll be, I don't know, what, a month and a half, maybe?
Maybe June, May. Yeah, we don't know.
This
we're
summer?
Just, yeah, probably. He's just still mixing and working on it, so hopefully by June, I think, but probably not May.
Besides geography, what makes a southern rock band different from other bands?
That swagger. You gotta have that swagger. And if you want me to define swagger, yeah. I can't help you there. You gotta Wikipedia it.
It's just how you're raised, too. It's just a different way of, like, way more down home, I guess. And everyone's down home in different spots. You know, you can go anywhere. But I guess just that's, like, really ingrained, I think, when you're raised in the South of, I don't know. I mean, I used to wave it. My mom and dad still do it. Cars going down the street down our road. And even though the road's getting very busy now, you just wave and people, like, just that kind of feeling. So it's like we try to makes us a little different, I guess. So we just try to, like, be as real as possible. Like, we're not a band that tries out, like, rock stars or acts bigger. Like, we're guys that play music, and when we're not playing music, we are either fishing or I'm doing construction or hanging. I mean, like, none of us, like really have, like, a city life, I think, when we're off the brew. It's pretty much what you would think of in the South is how we live when we're home.
I've been listening to your music in my QB at work, and when I finally started reading about you guys, I was surprised to see the word Christian in some of the reviews. Was there a time that you confessed your religion to your fans?
I think writing-wise, like, we always, you know, we write about God, but it's not like, we don't make it where it's like, so the word, I mean, like, it doesn't ram down people's throats, or we're not like a... We are who we are, and if people take that, our biggest thing is being a band is like where anybody from any kind of belief or anything can get something out of it. So, yeah, sometimes we get thrown to that, but it's more of just trying to find a positive info. Or even if you don't have a positive side sometimes to our lyrics, you know, it's just, it's for us, you know, that comes across as it helps us get through, you know, our lives. And so it does come across in the writing sometimes, but we're not a band that definitely. Most people don't even think we're Christian, mm-hmm. or know we're Christians in a band or Christian or anything like that. So,
was it because your first label was a Christian label, right?
Kind of. I think when we first started, we were way more blatant in the lyric writing, I think, and way more with the kind of tours we did. And the older we've gotten, you know, we've done one Christian tour in the past 3 years, I think. When you're marketing the Christian genre, or you're marketing that, like, it'd be like if I was marketing any kind of, you know, a Buddhist genre. Well, then only probably Buddhist people are going to want to listen to me that are Buddhist, because they think that's what I'm going to be portraying. So we try to go the complete opposite of that, because we don't want... I mean, our goal, if we're trying to help people's lives, is not to play in front of a bunch of Christian kids. What we do in the South is frowned upon in the Christian genre a lot of times. Because it's way too heavy. It might be at the devil or something. It's pretty funny. But I guess it's a little more accepted, you know, through the kids in the South. But, yeah, there's a church about every half a mile in the South.
I was kind of scared to meet you guys. And then I read that. I'm like, oh, well, I was surprised because it doesn't.
That's what's funny about us is people always think, like, we're something completely different than we are. Like, we all had big beards for this record. We grew them all out. And we shaved them. And there was a guy the other night in Seattle that was arguing with us that it wasn't us. And he was like, it's not, no, that ain't you guys. I heard the music, but you guys got a new singer. And I'm like, no, that's me, man. And he's like, nope. And then I never recognized any other guys. And they always get this in, like, that we look like we're, like, these mean.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and that's funny. Is like, I'll meet people, too, and they'll be like, they'll think, even, I guess for myself, like, that I'm like some big guy, and I'm like, I'm 140 pounds skinny. And people I think in pictures that I'm bigger, and I'm like, no, most people kick my butt. But
any last words for you guys as fans?
We do this tour for until the middle of May. Then we do 10 headlining dates. Then we do 10 dates with that band Clutch. And then we do 5 more dates. And then if the record comes out, then we're probably home for a couple of dates and then back out for a long time. So, we'll be on the road we should be coming through any city, and hopefully people come out and say hey to us and hang out. And
well, thanks. And we're piratepods.com. Would you guys mind giving us your best pirate impression?
Chad should do it.
Try it.
How does a pirate even sound?
Arr, matey.
Come on.
Jake, you just nailed it, man.
Thank you.
Arr, matey, shiver me timbers.